Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer, if somebody says to his friend, Karban, a sacrifice, a burnt offering, a mincha, meal offering, chatas, a sin offering, taida, thanksgiving offering, shlamim, a peace offering, and then he adds the words, she'eni oichalach. So for example, the fellow says, oila she'eni oichalach, a burnt offering that I will not eat from you. Or he says, Karban she'eni oichalach, a sacrifice that I will not eat from you. Says the Mishnah, Aser. The fellow is not allowed to eat from his friend. That means even though the fellow didn't say that it should be kikarban, like a karban, like an oila, which would be the normal way to say it, still the Tanna Kamma holds that the neder does take effect because the fellow that made the neder, his intention was that the object that he's referring to should become Aser like a karban, which is a classical neder. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says that he can eat from the thing that he tried to prohibit from his friend, because since he didn't say ki karban, ki ayla, it's not considered a neder. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you don't say the kaf, so then it's like you're swearing in the life of a karban, but you're not prohibiting it like a karban. So it'd be nothing. It wouldn't be us or it wouldn't be prohibited whatsoever. So it continues the Mishnah, ha karban, the karban, ki karban, like a sacrifice, karban sha'eichalach, a sacrifice, that which I eat from you. Aser, the halacha is he's not allowed to eat from the objects that belong to his friend, because they're all considered a neder. Now, really, it's not a chiddush, it's not a novelty whatsoever, that he says, ki karban, because we saw that, or karban, that we saw previously in the Mishnah. The chiddush here is that he says, ha karban, which sounds like he may be prohibiting it on himself, as opposed to the actual object, yet still halacha is that we consider it a lashon of a neder, and not of a shvua. If it was a shvua, it would be an issue. Says the Mishnah, Lakarban loy oichalach, Rabbi Meir oiser. If a person says, Likarban, to a karban, that I won't eat from you, Rabbi Meir says it's aser, because he says it's as if you said, it should be a karban, or it should be like a karban, your food upon me, and that's why I'm not going to eat from it. So Rabbi Meir says in that situation it will be aser. Concludes the Mishnah, Ha'omer lechaver, if one says to his friend, Koinem pi hamedaberimach, I am making like a karban my mouth that speaks to you. Or a fellow says, Kainam, it should be like a karban, Yadi Aisaimach, my hand to do something for you, Malacha, some type of work or whatever. Or a fellow says, Kainam, it should be like a karban, Ragli Mehalechasam Imach, my legs to walk with you, Aser. In all these situations, it's prohibited for the fellow to speak to him, to work with him, to walk with his friend, because in all these situations, we view it as if he prohibited his body part, so his lips, his legs, his hands, like a karban, and therefore he can't do it for his friend. But if, let's say, he said, it should be a karban that I'm going to speak to you, or that I'm going to do something for you, or I'm going to walk with you, that's not a neder, because then he's just saying speech. If he's prohibiting speech or walking or doing, those are actions. Those are intangibles. Intangibles don't work by neder. You have to prohibit the actual object itself, and then the object remains prohibited. Wishing you a fantastic latter days of Yontif, a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yontif. Looking forward to learning the Mitzvah Shem after Yontif.